Hello, I'm Eric D. Clark. I'm the guest professor of the Shtetl Sound Lab. You're sitting up here with the stars of Shtetl, Renee, Max, Maria. I wanted to say Michelle, sorry. And Taslema, Una, and we're guests of Felicia. These are my students. What have we done so far, guys?
Well, we've had a lot of fun, haven't we? A lot of long, dark nights.
One long, dark night, we made a new band for you.
Well, we came about because, three of us, were talking about forming a girl band for a long time. And we never got around to doing it until a friend of ours, who was...
Joe Walsh, yeah.
Was desperate to produce a girl band. So... he kind of brought us together finally, and we started making music together like a couple of months ago, and we've been trying to organize ourselves ever since. But we're going to perform soon, right?
Yeah, we're performing. Oh no, you're performing.
next Saturday.
Yeah.
Where? At the Krev Elgaland Vialand. With the two kings. Yes, in Carbon.
Yeah. The band of the band is Immediate Memory.
Yes, Immediate
Memory. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Well, I have some new backing tracks for you, too. We're going to hear them during the show.
Oh, great. Looking forward to it.
What do we do?
Palm trees dämpfen das Push-Push des vergangenen Wahnsinns, das Mutter Teresa mit K teilen will.
But Eric, it's actually only you that knows the full extent of the Stars of Shtetl. So,
okay, well, the Stars of Shtetl, I was basically asked to run a sound lab in an art school. So it seems like it's the only department that kind of brings everybody from all other departments together, right?
Yeah, totally.
And so I've noticed that a lot of students that were going to school there didn't know each other. They met in the sound lab and have forged other forms of...
Yeah, that's totally true, actually.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. I'm really proud of it for that. I just wanted it to be a course on incentive to build a motivation up, you know.
Yeah.
Don't analyze your work until it's done, kind of a thing.
That's a great approach, actually.
Yeah, thank you. I'm hoping that you're getting something out of it. Renee has brought us some very good minimal tracks. We'll hear one of those. I can't tell. Are we listening to music right now? All we hear is that stand over there, right? At any rate, let's try this thing.
Hello, world. We're sitting here with Eric D. Clark, some students. Had a fun time. Always ups and downs.
What, where,
why? Last night, Hans Niesmann DJed here. We hung out with him, right? That was wild. But I don't really remember how we left the fair yesterday, do you?
I don't also remember anything.
I enjoyed it.
The way home must have been really strange.
Oh, I enjoy my body. Let's go to the swimming pool.
Well, on the CD that you're going to be listening to, you have stuff from Ryan Segan with Sexy Brain on there. We have a new track from Renee, what's it called? G-String? Was it? Yes?
Kind of senseless name, but...
Senseless name, but it's not a senseless track. We have Immediate Memory, which is Taslema and Michelle DeMena, played by Joe Walsh. That's on the CD as well that they're playing right now that I can't hear. It's okay. Yeah. Oh, right now, then it's Sexy Brain. Then it's Sexy Brain right now. Our coordinator is also here eating ice cream, Jonas. Why don't you say something? I mean, give him a description.
Hey, hello, Eric.
Thanks a lot, Jonas. Okay.
I want to greet Caro and Yuli.
Carol and Yuli from Jonas. He says hello. I'm going to talk very close to the microphone like that, okay? Is that better? Well, I'd like to talk about some of the musical talents of the students. For example, Renee is a cellist. Yeah. Maria comes from a whole lineage of musical talent, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. Max is often tooling away in the studio when I'm not around. What are you doing, Max? What are you really up to?
Hey. Music Fair. Hey, 2009. Hey.
That's Max. Tessalima, do you have any musical background history as well?
I played a couple of instruments.
Tell us about them.
I play the cello as well, but probably not as good as Renee. But, I basically tried to play nearly every instrument, but for about a week.
Did you try harmonica?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I played the flute for a while, like 3 weeks. Trumpet.
You came to me, when I first came to the school, you asked me about recording your stomach noises.
Oh, yeah,
I have not forgotten. I'm still waiting for those stomach noises.
Well, I kind of think that, it's funny when you hear, people's stomach rumbling.
I think it's cool.
Or when you're in a public place, especially, and everyone always gets embarrassed about it. There's also loads of questions that go through your mind. You know, what must people think when your stomach's rumbling?
Maybe we should do a stomach rumbling song for the girls for immediate memory.
Yeah, we could do something like that.
That could work.
I think we need to starve then for the next couple of weeks, and then really develop really deep stomach rumbling.
You guys are in on a little something new here. This is great because it's. We're actually forming a real band that's going to do concerts, and they're going to have costumes. And Una, tell us about your musical background history a little bit. Is there some?
No.
Don't lie to me, woman.
I played a bit of drums, a bit of piano, that's it, actually. No. First electric... Die erste elektronische Erfahrung im Soundlab von Eric D. Clark gemacht. Schon super.
She did a spoken word piece that's really wild. She knows. Let's put it like this: the woman has perfect diction. Okay, it's like even if you don't understand German, you understand her speaking in German. That's great. That's on the CD too. I'm not sure if it's gonna get around to being played. Like I said, I can't hear anything. But Renee, you're closest. What's playing now?
I can't hear it.
Well, also on the CD, we had a guest student from Oslo. Well, actually, he was from Colorado, Jonathan Breuer. And it turns out that he was an accomplished pianist, jazz pianist. Sorry? Yeah, of course. There should never be no music. There should never be no music. It's a music fair. This was the most powerful killer. Of course. Okay, moving for the photo op. Uh-oh, here comes something. Is that your track? Right now we're listening to a track from Renee. Which one is it? Is it Barbie or the Tiger?
It's the Tiger.
The Tiger.
My first song.
The first song featuring Richard Attenborough. Back from the grave. One night only. Thank you. I could do that.
So, this was the most powerful killer on Earth. Hot
So we're listening to Rene Jo's track right now, The Tiger. So sometimes what happens in the sound lab is I am confronted with tracks from some of the students. Sometimes we create from the ground up, in the case of immediate memory. Sometimes they bring me projects and I just help them master the sound or doctor it to another level. But then, of course, there's also the possibility where I use the sound lab a lot for my own productions as well. So, yeah, but my voice is too loud then. Yeah? Okay. And I use the sound lab also for my own work sometimes, but yeah. It's a great, great, great little sound lab. It's a gold mine, actually. It's a gold mine. And the material that we're doing, we're actually going to release an album at the end of the semester. We're compiling tracks for that now. And we're also going to incorporate other departments in the school, like for graphics, of course, and whatever else. Doing a vinyl LP and a DVD. Yeah, for the Stars of Shtetl. That's what I call the course. It's not really the Stars of Shtetl, but they're my stars. Yeah, yeah. Ask me some more questions, Felicia. Give her the mic.
Yeah, this...
See what I mean? I told you it was loud.
Oh, I know what. Matt Kenner-san, this is still your piece, yeah?
What is it?
What is
Can
it?
You hear it?
It's like this, you know, voices of children.
Right now we're listening. Okay. Right now we're listening to
what's
her name? Beatrice's daughter, Thea.
Ah, okay.
Beatrice's daughter is 5 years old, and she improvised this song by herself. Okay, she didn't do the music. She came up with all the text. And she's like, she does this all the time. She makes up these little songs. She's 5 years old. It's amazing. So I just mastered it for Beatrice. She didn't think it had the puissance that it needed, so I just pumped it up a bit. But listen to her voice. I mean,
yeah. So, and you told me you are more collector than doing DJing and things.
I've never considered myself a DJ.
Yeah.
Never. I'm a record collector.
Yeah.
That just happens to play piano.
Yeah. So you started to play piano. When was
five?
It was five. Okay.
I was 5 years old and I was a master at the age of 10.
Yeah.
And then when I was 17, I was fed up.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't play for more than 10 years, and then I started again.
Yeah. So what is it then when you are DJing, for example? Is it playing records like your collection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have records that sometimes I take records with me I bought when I was 5 or 6 years old. I still have the original copies.
Yeah.
Yeah. The collection started, what, 36 years ago?
Okay.
And it's forever growing. It's ridiculous. But they're all over the world.
Where do you have the storage space for it?
Yeah.
I have some stored in Berlin, some in Paris, some in San Francisco, some in Sacramento, and some in Buenos Aires. Yeah.
No in Cologne?
No. No, all of those came to Berlin. They all went to Berlin, all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what were your reasons to go to move over to Cologne for some years?
I didn't move there per se. I went there to buy records. I was living in Paris at the time, and there was no good record stores.
Okay.
So I went to a friend of mine said, "Oh, in Germany they have good, you know, underground dance music." So I knew this exchange student.
Yeah.
And he said, "Okay, this weekend I have my car. I'm going to kidnap you. You're coming to Cologne. You're going to love Cologne." So I said, "Okay, fine. I want to buy records anyway. I'll go to Cologne."
Yeah,
with you.
Okay.
And he said, "You should meet my friend Andrea. She knows all the cool record stores." And she said, "Well, you should meet my friend Hans," which was Hans Niesmann.
Okay.
And so we went and bought records, and then he asked me, based on what I was buying, if I wanted to be his guest DJ at one of the parties. And that was the first Whirlpool party. Well, the second one, I think.
When was it? 94?
I don't know. I don't even remember. Okay. It had to be earlier than that, because 94, we already had two albums out.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did four altogether. Most people don't know that.
Can you go closer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most people don't know that, but we did four LPs together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What? Can you say the names?
One of them doesn't have a name. It's only got three question marks on it. And the first one is Brian De Palma. The second one is Dense Music. And the fourth one was Life Change.
Okay.
The third one was the one with the question marks. I don't know. We never called it anything. It's kind of weird, actually.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah.
Zeppe. Yeah.
Is he playing music?
Okay.
Hold on a second. I'm going to try to listen to what it is so I can tell you what all about it.
Yeah. Okay. What is it?
This is a piece. This was a piece that was done last summer in the 1 week sound workshop that I did. This was all the students. Let me think. It was Julia was there as well. We were all sitting around, remember, for like 45 minutes just playing around with the machines. And I was using another computer to edit it while you guys were recording on this one. And this track that came out is called Minimal. I call it, what, miniature music. Miniature music, yeah. Not nearly as good a title as G-String House, but we can live with it. This particular track was done with everyone in the sound lab at the same time.
At the same time you were doing this track?
They were fooling around with machines and I was editing the track as they were putting in the information. I was using my computer as well.
Yeah.
And this is the result. It's actually literally about 20 people involved on this one song. And I've played it in clubs, and it really works.
But how is a club track coming together? I mean, it's a special rhythm, and how do you do that with the others together?
Well, I mean, I kind of always studied dance music, even as a pianist, because I only played mazurkas, polonaises, waltzes, and things like that. Sometimes marches, and a lot of gospel. But it's all dance music.
Yeah.
So when they talk about dance music nowadays, most of them are just being too shallow. They're only thinking in the form of electronic music or something like that. When it's not right. It's the wrong atmosphere. It's the wrong attitude to have for it. Because it's like, amongst musicians, there are no categories in music anyway.
Yeah.
You know? And what we do, I mean, you've heard on this CD, it's all diverse. Anything is open. As long as a person has a will to do something and is coming from an honest place, we can work it out. It doesn't matter what the genre at all. You know? Genres are too limiting.
Genre is what?
Genre is too limiting. Limiting.
Okay.
Unnecessary boundaries.
Yeah.
Break them down.
So, but you both, what were your musical experience before you came into the sound lab?
As Lehman said, that she's played almost every musical instrument, or tried to.
Yeah, but for 2 weeks.
Which
I think is really symptomatic of our generation of,
you tried every instrument in 2 weeks.
Well, I tried a lot of instruments for the duration of maximum 3 weeks before I got bored with them, and then I didn't want to play them anymore and I moved on to something else. So basically a very shallow, superficial knowledge of a lot of little things.
But what is your main
like
focus
YouTube,
point now?
Or Wikipedia or something.
I love YouTube. But what is your focus now?
What made me focus now?
No, what is your focus now?
In musically speaking.
No, in general.
Trying to just do more of the same thing, getting a little bit more disciplined with and trying to find a more depth in what
your medium? What are you doing?
Oh yeah, mixed media. I use all different mediums. Actually, like the fact that like I've tried lots of different instruments for 2 weeks is pretty much how I've treated how I treat like painting or drawing or sculpture or anything. It's like I flip from one medium to the other, just trying to find like different ways of doing things or trying to find different tangents on things. Usually trying to find a joke.
Okay.
And or trying to find like some kind of idea. So I think that's how it's
you're looking for that fine line of that inspiration thing.
Yeah, kind of. It's like maybe Inspirado. Sometimes like trying to look for people who are trying to people or materials or things that are trying to do something different. And so the guiding force is different rather than like anything else.
Ich froh, dass ich weg bin.
Okay.
Bester Freund, was ist das Herz?
Wait, announce the song. Right now this song is
Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier, right? Yeah, wrong Joe. This is Joe Frazier's piece. Yeah. I don't know who's doing the vocal, but it's not him.
No, it's not. It's his ex-boyfriend, I think. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have.
Uh-oh, maybe we just outed Joe.
Paul, I think.
Okay, we outed Paul then. And what is your media, Maria? Maria!
Yeah. Yeah. And film. And performance. More performance. Singing, talking, writing. Soon dancing. Maria did a really nice performance at the Rundgang a couple of
weeks ago. I saw that, yes. I did see it, yes.
Yeah.
I went to that. I was in the spoken word thing.
Yeah, in the aula.
Yes.
In that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quite good.
Did you edit that film yourself, Maria? Sorry? Was that one of your films? Oh, the...
In the background.
Yeah, that was.
So cool. Very integral.
I can't believe I remembered all that text.
And Rene, during the running, he made a huge car. Well, it was your car. A real car. And now it's... give me a mic. And...
yeah. Oh.
But
maybe.
There's always a weirdo inside.
Okay. Thank you.
No, your car.
Yeah.
Your sculpture.
It was a sculpture where I tried to... where I try to create something by destroying it. That was my intention. And now I try to take it on other things.
Aber weißt du was, du kannst...
Wir sind ja hier in Deutschland, in Frankfurt. Also... Okay, ich bin etwas nervös. Okay, also es geht darum, einfach die Selbstzerstörung des Menschen irgendwie in Kunst zu kriegen.
Well, wait a second, let me introduce the song right now. Right now you're listening to Immediate Memory, the first single, which was called Immediate Memory, but now it's called what? Looking in Car Windows or something?
I never look into a car window.
Okay, I never look into a car window by Immediate Memory. Okay, Rudy.
Nobody knows what's going on in my mind. Well, my mama, she never told me I could. That's why I'm so skinny.
Yes, this is Michelle DeMano, Maria von Hauswolf, and Tess Lehman. What's your last name?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Like in church?
No, Ahmed.
Ahmed, okay.
Like the Smith.
You ordered steak.
Jones.
It was all flowers and sunshine that day.
Immediate memory. Yes, this is immediate memory.
I was thinking about...
This is your part.
So I try to fill the gap.
Were you doing all the athletics?
Gymnastics?
Acrobats? So you see the music is very diverse from the Shadal Sound Lab, huh? It's fun for the whole family. So there you have it, Immediate Memory. It's going to be hitting the shelves around summertime. So get prepared, peeps. Get prepared. Three beautiful ladies from the Shtetl School dropping it like it's hot. Yeah. I don't know where we're going with this. Girls, you don't know this yet. This is one of your new songs. This was done by Jonathan Royer. Like, he and I did this one like maybe 2 nights before he left back to Oslo, because he was on loan to us from Oslo. And I have a beautiful painting from him. I'm going to hang in the sound lab so I can show you. Yeah, it's going to be on loan to the sound lab for a minute. But this is one of your new tracks. You should listen to it. It gets really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's your first time at an art school doing teaching, like, or working together with students, or?
No, it's the second time. The first time was last summer.
Ah, yeah, okay.
At the same school for a week. That was the appetizer. This is the full course now.
Okay.
The main course.
Yeah, and how would you describe this, working with the students? So
it's really amazing. I just came back from Los Angeles working with another student who went to school there last year, Karthik Pandian. He asked me about October of last year, if I could hook him up with some like minimal techno DJs, because he wanted the soundscape for an installation he was doing for his thesis project at Art Center LA. So I gave him about 5 or 6 numbers, email addresses, but nobody got back to him, so I felt kind of embarrassed and decided to do it for him. And his thesis project was viewed by Richard Tejas, and then Richard Tejas asked, after seeing it 3 times, if he could have it for his gallery. So we were both like, okay, great, fabulous. What is it going to be like, September? Richard wanted it in March. So I just came back from that, and that was amazing because I don't really know Karthik, but we hung out a few times in the sound lab and went out drinking or whatever. And so when I got there, and I had never seen the piece either, so I just made him, I just put together these minimal tracks and sent it to him. And now it's an official catalog for the Richard Tejas show. So working with the students is not, I mean, for me, I keep forgetting that I'm not a student either, because I never went to any college for anything. And so I'm hanging out with people that I would be hanging out with anyway. I just didn't know that the school was there. I knew about the museum, but I did not know there was a school behind it. If I hadn't known that, I would have never been away from Frankfurt this much. Yeah. Great, I love it. No, it's really like a dream come true that I never had.
Yeah, and you also met Michael Kreber and his wife, Cosima.
Well, they were my neighbors before they even got married.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
known them for...
In Cologne, or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first time I met them, I met Michael. We had never met. He had heard about me through Cosima, because I knew her. And we met in the hallway of the apartment building. And that was it, pretty much. That was how we knew each other. We never really talked. And then the first thing I said to my roommate at the time, I said, it's a nice building because there's only 5 units in it. We should do a Christmas party. So we put some money together. We did. And Cosima Kerber's ground floor apartment, that was like a cafe. Their middle atelier was the dance floor. And then my apartment on the third floor was a chill-out area. And this party went on for like 3 days. And the police were always trying to find it, but they couldn't find the house. And it was right at Zilpicherplatz. Right in the middle of the Zilpicher Platz, and the police could not find it for like 2.5 days. Taxi stand right in front of the house, and they couldn't find the apartment. Literally for 3 days. And we had a doorman, and we said to everybody, it's like, we don't have any money to pay him, so just give some donation, you know. He made like 1,000 marks that night. I was like, this is a good party. I won't even tell you what I was finding in the apartment for days afterwards. So put it like this, the cleaning lady didn't have a chance.
Did you get to work with Kai Althoff and his music outfit?
Kai and I did a few sessions together, and when he was still working with Workshop, but he was also... He did my first album cover, Kai Althoff.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sketch. And I think he did an album last year again, didn't he?
Yeah, I recently heard that they had reformed again.
Workshop.
Yeah.
Which is a great band. We did some stuff together, but we never really put anything out, unfortunately. But when I saw the drawing that he had done for the album, for the LP cover, I started crying immediately. It was so touched.
Oh, wow.
Because he only had about 4 songs, and the album wasn't finished. And he went with Eustace to Connecticut. And when he came back, he said, oh, I have an idea of a drawing. I looked at it, it matched the music so perfectly. It was so touching.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, this is another song for you. This is also done by everybody. Max was involved on this one, Ryan. I think Jackie was there that night as well. And we didn't have any, at the time, we didn't have any percussion instruments, really. So we kind of went around and picked up stuff that we could beat on. And that's what all the sounds are. We're beating the pipes and the heater and the garbage can. But the funniest thing is, the groove is really tight. It sounds like Einstein's in a Neubaut or Tones on Tail or somebody. It sounds authentic. It sounds expensive.
Tonight is another night, another disco.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope I remember to bring the song. I don't even know if I have the song with me.
Yeah. And another night, another disco. Oh, it's only on you. It's also on YouTube. You know, you can't lose it, huh?
It's not on YouTube. It's only on the Sony Music station. It's all of my solo stuff. It doesn't go through YouTube. It's not that I don't want it to. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to. I don't even know how to get a copy of the video to embed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you.
And another night, another disco. That was before From Disco to Disco.
No, it was after.
It was after.
It was 2001. Originally, I wrote that song to be on the last album from Whirlpool, but the label decided that they didn't think it was right. And so nobody else in the band was having any balls to say anything. I said, fine, don't put it out. I'll put it out myself. It was very smart. And it paid off.
Wer war das? No idea. Okay.
But because of that song, I got to meet Lady Miss Kier from Delight. She heard it on my MySpace page. And she liked it. And she asked me, because I had been trying to contact her for 10 years before that.
Yeah.
And never. And then she wrote me one day because she heard that song on the MySpace page. And yeah, that was fun.
Okay.
She's supposed to be doing a cover version of it right now. She wants to do another version.
Okay. Don't touch it.
What happened?
Don't touch it.
Oh.
Don't touch the mics.
The hand.
Yeah. Okay.
And what is, am I supposed to be DJing? No, it's at the Radio X building tonight. It's not here.
What?
I'm not DJing here.
No.
At the Radio
X station. It's in Schützenstraße number 12. But I can pick you up.
Okay.
Yeah. That's easier.
It starts at 11?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you be there some minutes before, would be okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I think we have 10 minutes left somehow. And next week we have this Graph Consulate. And Immediate Memory will do something. But will you also doing some solo performances also?
No, I'm not doing solo.
Okay. Okay.
I have to have my version of the Egeland Vargeland anthem done by then, I guess.
Okay.
They want it for the 11th, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's easy,
okay. So, yeah, making a clap hit out of the anthem, yeah?
Everything I do, I put out.
Okay, we look for the next track, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Ist da noch was?
Pieces that I did with Jonathan Breuer. He played all the keyboards on it. I just like gave him a beat and edited it. It's like soca jazz.
We'll be right back.
about the room, the image of the style that you used to. I look funny, you're making women see your world. Are you ready for me? Yeah. Oh, it stopped. No, but that's that. Yeah, that's Jonathan Breuer is his name, right? Yeah. And we miss you, Jonathan. If you're out there listening,
yes,
we miss you.
We miss you. And I want to have back Crime and Punishment Band. Back.
The Punishment Bag?
Punishment Bag.
What?
A bag of punishment?
No. He was driving with his parents from Frankfurt to Oslo by car.
He bought a car. That's right.
Yeah, and he borrowed a tape with Crime and Punishment to listen to.
He's out there. He gave me a painting, too.
Oh, great. Yeah.
A self-portrait, actually. But it's weird because it looks like... I mean, it doesn't look like you should hang it. It looks like it should be laying on the floor. Because what he did is he imagined looking at himself while he was sleeping in his bed. And if you look at it, there's actually a turntable with a record playing on it. But it's an aerial view of him sleeping. It's so bizarre. Yeah, it was there for the brown. It was up at the Rundgang. And I told him before Rundgang, I told him I really, really liked it. And so after Rundgang, he gave it to me. I was like, wow.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Nice of him.
Yeah, we miss him. But there's a hell of a lot of talent at that school. Huh? Okay, well, the Stars of Stadel are signing out. Hey? Say goodbye.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.
And thank you very much. I'll be on again this evening, folks, with some proper disco music. Right now you're listening to Michelle DeMena's solo piece, Hands.
Kim Jong-il.